As a young angler fishing the North Shore of Lake Ontario, my options were slim to none. Pike, perch, carp, and suckers were the only fish available. With the introduction of salmon and crappie came new opportunities that spawned, pardon the pun, a whole array of opportunities for me, both recreational and career-wise, which eventually brought me here today.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Walter Oster from the Great Ontario Salmon Derby is on hand to talk about their great program for this upcoming season. Andrew Pallotta from the Competitive Sport Fishing League brings us up to date on their summer schedule and how you can participate. Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association Pete Cito drops by to talk about the great crappie fishing opportunities we have here in Ontario and how easy it is to take advantage of them. Plus, the Quebec Outfitters Destination of the Week and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you can save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. I remember smelly mounds of dead alewife lining the shores of Lake Ontario back in the 1970s. It appears they found it difficult adapting to fresh water, especially the high water temperatures they encountered while spawning during the summer months. It caused these little anadromous critters to drop like flies every summer along the north shores of Lake O. Believe it or not, one of the reasons for stocking Pacific salmon in Lake Ontario was to control the exploding alewife population. It worked so well that I have not experienced that stench in many a year. It also inadvertently sparked the creation of a multi-million dollar recreational fishing industry.
Growing up in Scarborough, there wasn't a lot of fishing opportunities in the, you know, back in the early 70s, but what was happening at that time was there was salmon and trout being, you know, they're being introduced into Lake Ontario. And this whole thing with the salmon derby and the charter boats and the downrigger fishing was something that intrigued me as a youngster. And by the time I was 15 years old, I was working at Ponderosa, and I saved all of my money for me and my friend to go out on a charter boat. And we actually ended up going out with Adams Charters, which is a very popular charter boat back then, and I don't know if they're still around now. But we went out and we caught some coho salmon and some chinooks, and we were hooked. We were hooked, and we got our tickets for the Salmon Derby. And joining me today is Walter Oster. I mean, Walter, what can we say? Lake Ontario, right at the doorstep of Toronto, somebody can actually go out and catch a salmon without even having a fishing rod.
You're right. But let me start by saying that people do not believe that there are salmon. And this goes back, of course, to the late 70s when they tried stocking it with salmon.
Yes.
And it worked. Late 70s that a group of fishermen said, well, you know what, let's go up in a plane and see these salmon coming back up the river, which they did in Port Credit. And that's where Cronzy was actually a part of that group, Daryl Cronzy. And so then they went and they started the derby. They started a derby amongst themselves, and then the Star came along and said, we're going to go further with this. So the Star came along, and I think it was 1978 or 79, I stand to be corrected, but they had the derby right up to 1993. So it was 78 because they had 15 years of it. And then for some reason or other, they elected not to do the derby, so it remained silent. And then we at the Toronto Sportsman Show, you know, I said, "Wait a minute, that, you know, that's natural for us.
Yeah.
So why don't we bring it back?" So I took some important people from the Star out on my personal boat, took them out fishing, and I said, "We got to bring the derby back. We got to bring the derby back because you do need the support of a paid media because that's what gives you." The platform to bring in, like Toyota, for instance, our sponsor. Well, they get some great advertising there. You know, we have 20 full-page ads that go in the paper.
Yeah.
So the likes of that. So it generates the prizes, and of course, it makes it a very top-run, great partnership derby. Yeah. So that's how it happened. And so in 1997, we brought it back. And Randy, this is going to be 19, the Toronto Sportsman Show to be involved in the Great Ontario Salmon Derby.
Wow.
And the Toronto Star is sponsoring it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the Star this year and going forward. And we're looking for one of our biggest years. Together with the charter boats, which is what you're speaking of, and the charter boats bring more people to the lake to fish than the fishermen, than single fishermen themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the charter boats, we have a license for them. In other words, we license charter boats for the derby. And if you go and book a charter boat, and they go anywhere from $80 to $100 a person for 6 hours of fishing, that includes effectively a one-day ticket to enter your catch into the derby. So you invest the $80 into a charter, you get a one-day ticket, and if you get the heaviest fish, which is always around 38 to 40 pounds,
forerunner. You get a Toyota 4Runner.
That's right.
So you pay this money, you get to go out and have a great time on a charter boat fishing.
Yes.
You don't even have to bring your own equipment. Plus, you get a chance to win a Toyota 4Runner.
Wow. Now, that's the prize for the heaviest fish overall.
Okay, yeah.
Now, we have 7 weeks of this.
Yes.
So if you don't get anything in week one, you got 7 kicks at the cat.
Okay, I see.
So you can go out and charter the boat 8 times if you want. And the weekly prize is a Toyota Corolla.
Wow.
So
that's a
for
big
the
prize.
Heaviest fish of every week.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We will return with more from Walter Oster and the Great Ontario Salmon Derby after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings, and you're listening to my chat with Walter Oster from the Great Ontario Salmon Derby.
You know, from what I can remember, I'm sure it hasn't, you know, the technology's changed, but the principle behind it, and as a kid, it just blew me away. You know, my friend and I went down there, and they get you on the boat, and they take you out there, they set up the rods, they do everything for you.
Yeah.
It's such a relaxing, fun day out, and catching salmon and trout right off the doorstep, right off your doorstep.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We have 52 boats on the average, charter boats.
Yes.
And they're located all the way from Wellington to St. Catharines.
Right.
With the bulk of them being located in Scarborough and Port Credit, for obvious reasons. Anywhere along there. Port Hope is a very active spot,
mm-hmm.
and it produces well, too. The production, you know, with salmon, they go around the lake counterclockwise, and the big ones come into Wellington and to the east at the beginning, 7-week event, because we run for 50 days. So at the beginning, the big ones come from the east, and then at the end, they wind up in the West End. John Power, a greatest outdoor writer, the star for years.
Yes.
He believed that these Chinook, that all they do is eat, pound a week while they're moving down around the lake. You know, they hit Wellington at 25 pounds, let's say, and 7 weeks later, which is the end of the Derby, they theoretically could put on another 7 pounds. So that's how it works.
Wow.
And that's why they're bigger at the West End.
Nice.
Later. Now, I give you a tip there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, now our listeners have an idea of maybe where to go at what time if they want to increase their odds. Yeah.
Forget about the fisherman, the guy that is an avid fisherman, and he'll go out and fish two or three times a week. So he can buy a ticket for $115 for the whole season.
That-
Yeah, and he can fish all he wants.
Yeah.
And the problem that he had is that he wanted to bring his buddy along.
Right.
And his buddy doesn't want to buy a ticket for $150. This year, is we've made it a one-day ticket.
Okay.
You can buy a ticket for $40.
Yeah.
It's only valid the day after you buy it. We
yes.
have to control it, so it's the day after you buy it. So now, if you're that avid fisherman that got your own boat, trailer, motor, downriggers, and everything, and you want to bring a couple of your buddies along, all they have to do is invest $40. But everybody in the boat must have a ticket, you see. That's
right.
That's the rationale behind that.
Right, right. And that's all great. So what are we looking at, Walter, in terms of timing? And when does the contest start?
Starts on July the 4th.
July 4th, okay.
And it runs through to August the 22nd.
August 22nd.
They start on Saturday at 12:01.
Mm-hmm.
And it wraps up at 8 o'clock every Friday night.
Okay.
So every week, between 9 and 10 o'clock, we post on our website the winners of that week.
Okay.
But it's not just one winner. We have 10 winners.
Right.
So,
10 winners, wow.
Yeah, it's a big prize. And then, you know, we have downriggers for the second prize winner with $1,000.
Nice.
And we have rods and reels by Penn.
Right.
For third prize, plus $1,000.
Wow.
And we have the coolers. So we have Igloo coolers and $1,000.
Nice.
And then we have $1,000 at fifth prize. And then from 5 to 10, we have $500 apiece for everybody that goes from 5 to 10.
Nice.
So there you go.
So our listeners, and then for some of our listeners, maybe they're not avid anglers. I've talked to some of these charter boat operators, and they can actually help them out with getting their fishing license as well. So if they need to get that, but they want to make sure they have a fishing license.
Yeah, you got to have one. You can get a three-day license.
Yeah. And some of these, believe me, some of these charter boats, don't get the wrong impression here that these are just, some of these charter boats are very luxurious.
Yeah.
And they have cruises available. They have, you know, during the Derby, they can do a lot of different type of corporate arrangements for you as well. Now, for charter boats, where would they go in terms of the internet or to find, you know, different charter boats?
Well, if they go to our website.
So they go to your website.
Yes,
yeah?
Which is sportshows.ca, and go look under Salmon Derby. Mm-hmm. All the information is there. All the rules, all the ticket prices, charter boats.
Okay.
Their contacts. It's
perfect.
All there. Very comprehensive.
So you can go at sportshows.ca. And you can actually find all the information, not only on the actual Derby, but you can find information on, you know, a local or somebody.
Charter boats.
You can book for a charter boat to actually go out. How easy is that?
And their locations. It's all there.
That's awesome. I got to get out in your boat sometime.
But remember, it's 7 weeks.
I got really bad luck. Go take me out when they're still small.
Well, you know what? I'll take you out one day if you want.
I would love to.
And you'll catch the biggest fish of your life.
Yeah, and that would be fun. I would enjoy that.
Might win you a truck.
Yeah.
Or a 4Runner.
Am I allowed to win a truck? Because
sure you are.
Really, eh?
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it stipulates in the rules as to who does not qualify.
And that's an interesting
point.
And
the reason I did that is because look at all the people that we work together with, Mercury, Berkeley, Arapahoe, so on. If we were to go and say all those associated with the industry do not qualify, we might as well pack
nobody
up.
Would enter. Exactly. There'd be nobody left.
So it's really the people that are involved at the Sportsman Show, the Toronto Star, the weigh stations for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And pretty well everybody else is qualified.
That's awesome. And I also have to add to our listeners, because Walter will never say this unless I say it, that large amounts of money that are produced in this Derby are contributed back towards conservation. And Walter's a real prince when it comes to spearheading conservation efforts, and he always has been, and we really appreciate that.
Well, would be when the Ministry of Natural Resources were going to close down Ringwood Hatchery.
Yes.
And OFH spearheaded that.
Yes.
And we provided $250,000 over a five-year period to fund the hatchery under the guidance of OFH and the Metro East Anglers.
Mm-hmm. They
kept it open with volunteers, and it continues to be open.
So there's a perfect example of the Derby working in concert with a cause that not only helps the fishery be sustainable and successful.
Currently, there are pen projects. Pen projects are where they get 15 to 20,000 fry, and they put them into a pen at the river mouths.
Mm-hmm.
right around the lake, and they feed them there for a further 6 weeks.
Yes.
And they imprint the fish, and they come up to a fingerling size and release them.
Wow.
And the returns are paying off.
Well, you know what, Walter? It's interesting you bring that up, because I was talking to a gentleman by the name of Peter Cito, and he's involved with a group called the Bowmanville Creek Anglers Association, mm-hmm. which has just become an OFAH club. And they assist in, they assist in getting these salmon over this fishway at the Goodyear Dam.
On the fish ladder,
And they check them for the ministry to see if they have these clips, if they've been stocked or not. And he told me that the amount of wild reproducing salmon is off the hook. He says it's incredible how many of these fish are reproducing. So the plants that you're making are having babies, and they're doing very well. What a great story. Mm-hmm. What a great success story.
Yeah, the year before last, which would take us into 2013, mm-hmm. out of the 7 winning fish, 4 of them were wild.
Were wild salmon.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Lake Ontario.
Winning fish.
Right out of, around Toronto area.
Yeah.
That amazes me. My great-grandfather would be proud.
Yeah.
He would be proud. I think he was around for the last Atlantic salmon and the last wild turkey, maybe just before he went off to the First World War.
Yeah.
And if he's seen it, what we're doing now, I think he'd be a happy man.
Well, you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Teach him how to fish, he'll eat for the rest of his life.
You got her, buddy. Well, thanks for joining me, Walter.
That's
that was
a pleasure
fun.
To be here.
Take care.
We will return with a different type of competitive fishing after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Go through 63015C dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings. In 1984, I got bit by the bug. Yep, that's right, tournaments. In fact, I love tournaments so much that I started my own televised bass tournament series in the 1990s.
Andrew, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio. How are you doing?
Thank you, and thank you for being here. I'm doing actually really well.
Yeah, good, good, good. Well, you know what? There's a lot of people out there, and like I kind of alluded to earlier in the show, a dollar for the first, a dollar for the biggest, a dollar for the most kind of thing. People, us guys and girls, like to get involved in competitive fishing. And there's all different levels, let's face it. Now, obviously, you've been in. How long have you been running tournaments and competitive fishing in Ontario now for?
Well, I've been running them for 18 years. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, you know, I was very I was one of your guys.
You were one of the tournament guys. Yeah.
I was one of Bass Ontario guys, and that's you. So it was a lot of fun. And my passion just kind of grew into the business.
Yeah, and you have sportsman shows. Yeah. And, I mean, it's turned into a very large business for you. But along the lines of the tournaments, I mean, all we've been hearing is good things about them. Obviously, like I always tell my listeners, I live on Sturgeon Lake, and I can tell you the bass fishing there is just as good as it was in the 1980s. Mm-hmm. There's lots of big fish around, so the tournaments don't impact them negatively at all, which is a good thing. There's a lot of people who want to get involved in this type of thing. Can you tell our listeners, like, do you need a big, giant bass boat, or is there some opportunities there for them?
No, you know what? We've actually developed the BM100s, which kind of runs in conjunction with our normal one-day tournaments, and it just gives guys another opportunity to make our grand finale, the Classic and the Regional Cup. So, if you have a smaller boat, and we have prizes geared specifically, even though it's the same tournament as our full day, it's kind of like an opportunity to get guys with the smaller boats to feel like they got a shot at winning some money, and then also maybe a path to the Classic, which is
right. So it's kind of like golf. If I can't golf, but I can go out with other guys, and they have like the best ball and that sort of thing. This is what, like under 100 horsepower?
Yeah, so up to 100 horsepower. Actually, we raised that bar. We went to 150.
Okay.
And the reason why we went to 150 is we just find that a lot of the boats that are out there right now, and we're finding a lot of guys are using their boats also for the tackle storage. So the boats that accommodate that 150 horsepower have enough storage for rods, reels, tackle, and it's really helping the guys use it also as a storage place. So
Yeah.
So we went to that 150 mark, and nowadays we're seeing 300s coming out to the tournament, so like it's so that whole group of guys, they have a competition within the competition. However, the main prize is something that's built from both sides.
Right. Okay. So, and obviously they'll need a live well, because we have to keep the fish alive. That's what the live release tournament is.
And
that's
going back from day one, even with yourselves, like it's always been about that live well and making sure that those fish are maintained.
I don't think I've ever seen more stainless steel collected in one place than on your live release boat. I just cringe to think how much it would cost for that boat. But thinking of the price of boats, and some people want to maybe someday get involved in this type of thing, they haven't even bought a boat yet.
No.
Is there an opportunity to compete in Bass Mania if you don't have a boat?
Yes, up to last year, we ran the Kingston Open. It was only the one tournament that we ran every year, and it always filled before it even ended, which was, it's been going on. Shimano's kept it alive and alive through us for, I don't know how many years, but since you, right?
Yeah.
And so basically, it's always been one of those circuits that, if you're not in early enough, it's kind of difficult to get in, but you do get in.
We'll be right back with Andy Pallotta from the Canadian Sport Fishing League after these words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
Welcome back to the voice of Ontario Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Andy Pallotta from the Canadian Sport Fishing League.
But now, so we've actually last year structured a second program on SIBCO, which went really, really well.
I heard about that. Yeah.
So it went really, really well. We ran it a little bit later, and we did it on purpose because we just wanted to make sure we are and everything out with the communities, and because being a team program event style, there's a lot that's involved and a little more involved because the anglers do go out as partners with their pros, so they're not fishing as a separate weight, which is a nice Canadian thing. And we've had Jonathan Van Dam come up here and a few guys that totally love the concept because they feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm taking a guy on my water, you know, on a place considered his water and or fish that he found, and, you know, he's catching the same fish. And from the amateur side or the co-angler side, like, they're looking at it and saying, hey, you know what? To me, it's better than any guide trip.
What a great experience.
Oh, yeah, because he's got to have a reason because, you know, the boater's going for $10,000 to $20,000 first prize.
If you don't have a boat, you can enter as an amateur and you draw one of the pros. Yeah. You're obviously going to be in their boat for the day, but you fish collectively as a team.
Yes.
Well, that's perfect. So you get to learn and you get a price. There's a price structure for the amateur.
Yeah, so both sides of the price structure. And the reason why we keep the amateur side a prize opposed to into the money, more because we want to make sure that we are getting co-anglers that are really... guys are trying to get into sport, they're new to sport, and not guys are saying, I need to know water or I'm going to go fish next week. And you know what that's all about. And this year, I don't know if you heard, but we're actually running a pro-am on rice, so that's going to be the first of the whole series. So we got four pro-ams. We decided to call it the Canadian Pro Bass Tour, which is going to basically feature four pro-ams, and they start at Rice Lake. It's the first one.
So an amateur could fish the whole series.
Yep. And there's there's an amateur prize for the rookie of the year is what we're calling him. And for the pro angler of the year, obviously there's a big prize that Shimano's actually put up right now. So it's pretty cool.
Well, you know, I think that's a great thing, Andy. And I think it'll really help with growth in that sector of the industry because it'll introduce new people, get more people interested in doing it. From a scrutiny level, you can't get anything better because you've got, you know, different people on the boat. And it's all about learning, and that's what we love about fishing is learning from each other, and it gives them a great opportunity to do that. So I think you've got a real winner with that one.
Yeah, and we're really excited about it. And along with that, we've also introduced a new one. Last year we had like a big fish tournament where we actually allowed up to three guys to the boat. And, you know, being more tournament-oriented and opposed to doing that whole derby-style venue, we actually tied in a lot of tournament rules into it. So I call them turbies, right? So
turbies, okay.
Turbies. So they're tournaments with, derbies, derby participation, more than one or two people in the boat, with tournament rules. So obviously the well-being of the fish is number one when it comes to this.
Perfect. So there's opportunities. If you don't have a boat, there's opportunities. If you've got a boat, but maybe, you know, not that big bass boat, but you've got a boat that you want to compete out of, you can do. You got tournaments all across Ontario?
Yep, we run them, and if I'm not running them, if they're not ours, then we're supporting them. So like we also support the Canadian Open. Oh, sorry, the Bass Pro Shops Open.
Yeah, I see your boats all over the place, letting the fish go, which is really cool.
And you know, any significant bass club, we're always there to help sustain it. And the thing is just to get the fish away from the shorelines and deeper water really helps them. But you know, all these clubs are doing a great job. I think the sport is really going in a very positive direction, and I think that the community partnership are working really well, and it's important that, you know, the people that are running these events do look at the communities and support them and their needs, and ensuring that we're not conflicting or, you know.
Yeah. So where can our listeners get more information on CSFL?
Yeah, it's CSFL.ca. So
that's easy. CSFL.ca.
Yes.
Or I think you could probably Google Bassmania maybe as well.
Bassmania's still there.
And all the information's there. And thanks, Andy. And we'll be looking for you on Sturgeon Lake this year.
Well, we're there with the National Classic, so I'm hoping.
Nice.
You never know. I might see you there.
You never know. Maybe. Thanks again, Andy. Right. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll be right back with some crappy fishing after these important messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Ride into summer with Polaris and get unprecedented savings across the world's biggest and best off-road lineup. Right now, you could save $800 or more on 13 of our best models. Get a huge $1,400 rebate on the world's best-selling utility side-by-side, Ranger XP900. Take home a $1,000 rebate on a revolutionary Polaris Ace. Jump on a legendary Sportsman 570 and put $900 back in your pocket. Or get an $800 rebate on the ultimate off-road performance machine, Razor XP1000. And for a limited time, every Polaris off-road vehicle comes with a free one-year warranty. Hurry in. These amazing summer savings won't last long. See your Polaris dealer now during the Polaris Ride into Summer sales event. Offers valid in Canada, subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2015 models. Good through 6/30/15. See dealer for details. Adult model vehicles are for helmeted riders age 16 and older.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of fish crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Crappie, pronounced crappie, are a delicious eating panfish found throughout central to southern Ontario. In the spring, crappie are found in the shallows, where shoreline anglers can easily access them.
Yeah, so it's tomato or tomato, yeah, or potato, yeah, or potato, yeah, or is it crappie or crappie?
Crappie.
Pete Cicito is joining us today to talk about crappie fishing. And I don't mean a lousy day of fishing, but I mean these great eating fish.
Great panfish, yeah. They're fantastic. They're plentiful. They're great to eat. Anyone can catch them. Great for kids to start off. Your bobber's going to bob up and down probably 200 times a day.
Yeah, and this is the time of year.
So obviously this year it's going to be a little bit later with this.
A little bit later in the season for this year.
Yeah, last few years I find the last weekend, trout season kind of starting. They start getting some crappies. Depends on where you are, and then...
Yeah, so they can be caught in the Kawarthas. They can be caught Georgian Bay, Lake Simcoe. We've caught them down in some of the tributaries around Lake Ontario.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Bay of Quinte, obviously. Bay of Quinte, all throughout Ontario. They look kind of like a rock bass with an upside-down mouth.
Yeah.
So you can look them up. You could probably Google crappie, and... And I know all your listeners who are expert anglers are saying, why are you talking? But you know what? There's some listeners who've never fished for crappies before.
No, no.
And they're delicious. They're great eating.
Oh, I put them up there, walleye and perch. Yeah.
So, Pete, where are we going to find them at this time of year?
Well, they're obviously like bass. They're getting ready to do their spawn. So it's like the trout. When you find, they're all coming up roughly at the same time. When you find them, you're going to find pretty well all of them grouped up. Generally in back bays because that's where it's warmer and that's where they're going to spawn.
Okay.
So they like wood. So just check any back fingers or back channels on the legs that warm quicker. And
so you could probably fish from shore for them in some places.
There are some spots I know guys do very well from shore, yes.
Yeah.
You don't really need a boat even. I think on even parts of Lake Simcoe, there's little canals you can catch.
Little canals and that you can fish and maybe catch some perch at the same time.
That's right, yeah.
Get a good
It's just inexpensive. All you need is a light, ultralight reel and a rod, tube jigs, any minimal limitation below a float, and kids.
Some light line, yeah.
Yeah, it's great for kids. And they, a pound crappie can give you a pretty good tussle.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So you're going to rig up this line with a float, obviously, maybe a slip float?
Yeah, maybe a slip float just because you're casting further than and you're using a shorter rod versus steelhead, and so a slip float will help. But if you're fishing really shallow, you can get away with a normal spinning rod.
And the slip float actually slides up and down your line, and there's a little rubber stopper that you put on
exactly.
there that stops it from going any further.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and then your jig, which would be a little 1/8?
Yeah, 1/8. Yeah, 1/8, 1/16. And it doesn't matter some days. They'll hit. They're so aggressive, these fish.
But yeah.
A key thing is they always feed up. So
keep
make
sure
you have it above them. But yeah, tube jigs, little
marabou, pub, little white marabou
jigs.
Yeah,
little marabou jig heads, even crankbaits. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah,
little crankbaits
work good.
Yeah. We'll be right back with Pete Cicito and crappie fishing techniques after these messages from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures and line, to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Lucky Strike flat bottom fishing net, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, a Fox 40 classic whistle, a full-size package of Fish Crisp, a pair of Strike King sunglasses, and Team OFAH Camouflage Lumbar Pack. This membership package is a $245 value for $71.95. Care enough to join today.
There's more to moose management than drastic tag cuts. Many factors affect moose management: predation, habitat, disease, and unregulated harvest. Why should a severe loss of licensed hunting opportunities be the government's only approach for moose management? Moose hunters are committed to conservation. We are part of the solution, but not the only solution. Learn more at ofah.org/moose. A message from the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters.
Welcome back to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Pete Zito about crappie fishing techniques.
Last year, I had a friend come over and show me how to catch them better than I catch them, because he was using little pieces of dewworm.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know.
And he caught all kinds of them on those.
Yeah, so live bait sometimes. But yeah, if you don't have access to live bait that time of year, you just need some plastics or, like you said, marabou jig heads.
And bring the kids out, obviously.
Oh, it's fun. Because you can also get some bluegills mixed in at this time of year. So
yeah, and I love eating bluegills. Have you ever tried bluegills?
No, I heard they're good. I think I should probably keep, because they're plentiful too, just like the crappie.
They are plentiful, and I've had them, and they're very good to eat.
So it's a blast. Like, it's great to introduce kids. Even, you know, guys who us, like, the fish bass tournaments, it's a hoot. Like,
It is. And here's a place, Shimong Lake. Right here by the Federation headquarters, not too far from us.
That's right, yes.
Shimong Lake's full of crappies.
The Tri-Lakes are all loaded, so yes. Again, you just have to, it's timing.
Yeah.
It's key is timing and just getting out there. If they're not there, obviously you're not, but when you find them and time it right, you're going to have a great day in the water, and I'm sure you're going to get a lot of crappie.
Yeah, yeah. So, and now for cooking them, obviously I clean them, but my wife cooks them. And she uses this beer batter.
Oh, okay.
So she fries them in hot oil with this beer batter. Right. And it's very similar to what you would get at the fish and chip store.
Okay, wow, yeah.
So we have, you know, the beer batter, crappie and bluegill.
Right.
With, I'm getting hungry already.
Oh, boy.
Homemade homemade chips, yep. And some President's Choice tartar sauce.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's pretty well what we do, too. And a key is, you're allowed to keep a little more than, you know, normal fish, I think. So if you bring a good load home, a good thing is to get an electric fillet knife if you're not great with the fillet.
Yes.
It'll save you a lot of time because it could be quite time consuming.
Yeah, because you're cleaning so many fish. And you know what?
I've used my wife's electric knife.
Okay.
And it works too, but I don't think she appreciated that.
No. No, she might not. You have to get your own, but yeah, you can do it with a normal fillet knife if you're quick and good. But if you have quite a few, and I mean, you know, 15 to 20, electric fillet knife is going to make that job a lot quicker for you.
Absolutely. And in the spring, usually second week of April through till, you know, second week of May, thereabouts, are always great times.
Yeah.
It tails off after that, and then we get into the walleye fishing and that sort of thing. But you can catch them any time of year.
Oh, you can find, if you find them out in the lake, they're out there all year long, and usually they're grouped up, but more suspended out in the deep water. But they're hard to find. Obviously, when they're in the spring, they're coming in the spawn, so it's much easier to locate them. So
yeah, even with ice fishing, I found a little difficult to find. Once you find them, it's great.
Yeah, they're
and
definitely,
you can catch some ice fishing.
Yeah, they like to group up, so that's key too. When you get onto them, you usually have more than one there, quite a few usually. So
yeah, so something to try out. The only advice that I'd offer beyond that is the evening hours I find are awesome. Just as the sun's going down,
right,
seems to be a very high productivity time.
And temperature is key, too. Sometimes, you know, it's still cold in the morning. So I found we've gone out in the morning, and they don't turn on until 10 sometimes.
Till it heats up.
Yeah, it's just like trout sometimes. They need that temperature just to warm up before they get active.
Yeah, so if you're missing out on some of this, get out and give it a try. Certainly, it's all in locating them, I would say, like you say.
For sure it is, but I think most of the lakes in Southern Ontario have crappie in them now, so just got to time it, find a lake that has it, and hopefully you have the right day and you find them, you'll have a blast out there.
Absolutely, and don't forget to check those regulations before you head out. You don't want to go to fish jail.
Exactly, for sure. That's key. It's your responsibility to check those regulations.
So. Absolutely. So, Pete, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Randy.
And
appreciate it.
We'll get out crappie fishing sometime.
For sure. Thanks, Randy.
We'll return with more Angler and Hunter Radio after these words from our sponsors.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit KingfisherMultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Fishing season's getting closer. Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for fishing season, from nets, lures, and line to rods and reels. Canadian Tire, Canada's fishing store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. I'm Randy Jennings.
Rob Argue from Eastern Canadian Outfitters. How are you doing?
I'm good, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about Eastern Canadian Outfitters?
Well, we're a hunting and fishing company. We operate in both Eastern Ontario and we have a main lodge in Western Quebec. We try to offer just about everything. We have small game, big game, fishing, family vacations in the summer, so lots of things to offer.
Okay, so we can everything from bringing our family out for a nice vacation to some serious hunting. So let's start off with the fishing part of it. What are the primary species that we can expect to catch when we visit you?
Sure. The main species you're going to catch are smallmouth bass. We have lots of smallies and really big ones. We always get a few over 5 pounds every year. So smallmouth bass is the predominant species. We also have some largemouth that are now in the system, northern pike, and then lake trout.
Very nice. Okay, so you've got a nice variety of some warm water and some cold water fish. Do our listeners need to bring their own boat, or do you have this sort of thing? Do you have guides?
Yeah, we have our own boats. We have Princecraft Yukons, 14-foot with 9.9 horsepower motors. So our lake is about 5 kilometers long by 2 kilometers wide. It's the perfect sort of setup to get around on that lake. So, no, we have all the boats, the life jackets. You know, all people need to bring are their own fishing gear.
Very, very good. So they can bring their own fishing gear and that sort of thing. And how about the hunting side of things? What is your primary game that you hunt for out there?
Sure. In Quebec, at our main lodge in Quebec, we have deer and black bear. We also have a couple of remote outpost camps. It's about another 3.5 farther north that we offer some moose hunting out of.
Okay.
And then back here in eastern Ontario, we just around Ottawa, we do both white-tailed deer and wild turkey hunting.
Okay, so spring bear, do you have that available?
Yeah, we have both spring and fall hunts, actually, in the zone that we're in Quebec.
Okay, great, because as you know, in Ontario here, we currently don't have, we have like a pilot project for spring bear, but we don't have a spring bear season, which our listeners can take advantage of with you. And the other thing is our moose hunting, and you've obviously got some moose hunting there. Do you have the tags available if somebody wanted to book the trip?
Yeah, the nice advantage with Quebec is that it's directly over the counter. There's no draw, there's no lottery, which I know, you know, Ontario has been going through some changes in that respect, but it's straight over the counter. You just show up, pay your money, get your moose tag, and you're moose hunting.
Wow, very, very nice. So how are we in terms of geography here? How far away are you? How easy is it for you for us to access your areas?
Yeah, my Eastern Ontario properties, I mean, they're very easy access. They're all within about one hour radius of the city of Ottawa.
Okay.
My main lodge in Quebec, it's 1.5 hours straight north of Ottawa, just southwest of the town called Maniwaki.
Okay.
So again, very easy to get to. It's paved road until about the last 2 kilometers where you had a little bit of gravel. So if anybody wants to bring their own bike or their own boat, even ride a motorcycle or whatever they can, it's really, really easy access. Then when you get up to my moose camp a little bit farther north, they're still drive-in, but it's a little bit more remote. You need either a 4x4 or some kind of a truck to get in those spots.
Right, but I mean, comparatively speaking, if you were to go to the far north of Ontario compared to where you are, probably not a lot of difference from, you know, the GTA area.
No, in fact, probably even a little bit closer and... Yeah, more paved road, depending on where you're going, for sure.
Yeah, so some real opportunities there. Like, in as far as I can see, real opportunities for spring bear hunting, some great opportunities for moose hunting, and of course you've got your white-tailed deer and that sort of thing too. Now, as far as the cabins go, do you have like a housekeeping cottage, or is it, how are you set up that way for accommodations?
Yeah, at our main lodge, we have 4 4-star cottages. They're all right on the lake. They're really, really nice. They have full electricity, hot, cold, running water. I mean, it's just like a small house on the lake. You're not roughing it at all in those camps. They're all European plants, so you bring your own food. They have full kitchens, propane barbecues, all that stuff is there. You just basically bring your bedding, bring your fishing gear, bring your food, and you're good to go.
And what about swimming? Not that I'm a big swimmer or anything, but for the family, can the kids go do some swimming too?
Absolutely. There's some fantastic beaches just up the lake. They range anywhere from sort of a 2-minute boat ride to about a 10 to 15 minute boat ride, but there's beautiful back bays. It's all natural sand beaches. You're nice and isolated out there. So yeah, there's incredible swimming in our lake.
What a great way. That's a great way to go for a day out with the family, to go into one of these nice private little bays and go do some swimming. That's awesome. So how can our listeners reach you, Rob?
Well, there's a few ways. First, they can phone my cell phone. My number is 613-285-7555.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a website, www.ecoutfitters.ca. Email, very similar, info@ecoutfitters.ca. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook on our page of Eastern Canadian Outfitters.
Yeah, so you know what? At least, listeners, at least look up Eastern Canadian Outfitters and Rob Argues. Look them up on the Internet. Have a look and see if there's something there that you like. I'm sure from a hunting point of view, you really can't beat the fact that we've got some moose tags available and we've got some spring bear hunting opportunities, as well as not only fishing, but some great privacy and some great opportunities for the family to spend some time together. Rob, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
It was my pleasure, Andy. Thanks very much.
You have a great summer.
There are plenty of alewife in Lake Ontario today, but the salmon keep them in check, just like sheep do grass. And while fishing opportunities abound in Ontario, some of the best ones are found in large urban centers. If you start your fishing journey today, you'll never know where it'll lead you. Until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? and by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.